No time to waste, my friends. We bring in Ira Winderman, who's powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira, are you prepared to talk fast enough to get me through this fast show tonight?
Well, if you've heard me before on this station for the last 20 years, I think talking fast will not be a problem.
Fair enough. And so, Ira, did you get some sleep last night, or were you up late picking up your vice gear?
I had my people, so I didn't have to worry about that much because I had my people for that. But I'm just telling you, the color scheme tonight at American Airlines Arena, it's like 50% basketball and like 50% events. The one thing about this team, they know how to do stuff like this big, and that's where they're going tonight. They're going big.
Yeah, and like Ira, I heard Hockman had this stat. Darren Revelle brought this on social media that last year the Heat Vice jerseys outsold all of the NBA's other City Edition jerseys combined. And so listen, like Ira, I've been watching this team for so many years, and I remember some of the great playoff marketing campaigns, specifically White Hot, which is really what the one that caught on. I see how good this team is with fan relations. The Heat are really on another level in that aspect.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if you thought last year's white, you know, Vice jersey sold, the Vice Knights is they did it in the right order. Michael McCullough, who's a chief marketing officer, told me this was a 2-year plan. And when they came out with last year's jerseys, they already planned this year. And Alex, to be honest with you, if they went in the other direction, I think they would have lost impact. Because last year's were interesting because they were different, but they were still not dramatic with the white uniform. So I think the order they did them in, the fact that they waited, not by choice, just because they decided too late last year, to do the court in the same motif, you've seen other teams around the league do that. That's sort of what makes it special. And the Heat introductions, they do several throughout the year, are always sort of epic in their own way. So, yeah, you know, they're taking it, you know, to the level, and then they're doubling down on it.
Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is with us. So, Ira, against the San Antonio Spurs, Hassan Whiteside was incredible. 29 points, 20 rebounds, 9 blocks. He almost got that triple-double with blocks. Is Hassan Whiteside turning a corner, or is he just going to have some games like that, especially against a team like San Antonio that's more of a half-court team?
Yeah, it's like what I've been saying, different horses for different courses. So there's a guy who, when you play at a team that plays a half-court pace and lets you play the half-court game, he is perfectly suited for that. So I think with Hassan, it's going to be more of the opponent than maybe what he's capable of doing. And when they play the teams that are off to the races, when they play the Sacramentos and the Atlantas, then you wind up in a different situation where he really can't get established in the post. What I will say is this, though. If he comes out with the motor that he had against San Antonio, that works against anyone. Now, it's hard to do that 82 times a year. But if he can give them 60 high motor games this season, that's all you can ask for. So it's 50-50. His motor plays into it, but it really is the matchup also.
Ira, tonight, no Dragic, no Wade. And, of course, we all know why. He and Gabrielle just welcomed a daughter. We congratulate them so much. No Derrick Jones Jr. So for Dragic especially, Ira, what's the timetable?
I think he could be back as soon as tomorrow. It's really weird. It's not necessarily an injury. His knee swelled up on him, and they're just monitoring that. And it's not the pain. It's more that just straightening out his leg has been an issue for him. They want to make sure he's right. So I know everyone out there with the Dolphins injury reports and everything else hates the expression of day-to-day, but that's really what he is. It really is. It's day-to-day, Donald, to the point that they play again tomorrow here at American Airlines Arena against the Wizards, and he could play in that game. It really is going to be the kind of thing where you're going to have to check your NBA injury report.
So, Ira, Pat Riley spoke yesterday at a community event, and I want your thoughts on this. Did Pat Riley sound like someone who still is in the trade market for Jimmy Butler? Do you think maybe he had his poker face on? It sounds to me like maybe that ship has sailed.
No, to me, it doesn't matter what Pat Riley sounds like. That has nothing to do with it. Those are sound bites. That's appeasing his players and everyone. Of course they're in the trade market. The Heat are in the trade market 24-7, 365, because that's what you have to be in this league. This is a league of trades. And so if Pat can get a deal that can make his team better, including possibly Jimmy Butler, he's going to do that. So it comes down to the simple question of, we know everything else at play. Are the Heat still willing to trade Josh Richardson for Jimmy Butler? That's what it comes down to. And I'm sure, just like your listeners, Alex, and maybe just like me and you, it's sort of like a barometer. It goes up and down. Some days it's like the stock market. Yeah, it's a good deal. Other days, like the stock market, it's not a good deal. But Pat Riley's not out of the trade market, because I got to tell you, if Pat Riley is out of the trade market, then he's not doing his job.
So, Ira, Vice night tonight, Heat welcoming in the Indiana Pacers. Give me your preview. And, of course, different opponents, but you know the Heat, specifically Whiteside, looks spectacular against the San Antonio Spurs. What's your barometer on tonight?
Barometer's good for the Heat for this reason. The Heat have looked good this week against Detroit and San Antonio in slow-paced games. Indiana is playing at the slowest pace in the NBA. So this is another Hassan Whiteside opportunity. The Heat have to seize these. Again, like I'm telling people, it's almost more about the quality of pace of the opponent than the quality of players for the Heat. This is a matchup that plays favorably for them. If it's going to be how slow can you go, I think Eric Spoelstra can get an advantage. So I think this is a night that the Heat have to take advantage of.
How about our Florida Panthers, Ira? What a victory yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? And that first save was like, I think in the first 2 minutes when even, you know, the Oiler player thought he scored, and then Luongo sort of showed him a glove and said, no, the puck's right here, buddy. It's just, you know, like we talk about certain players coming back and expiring, maybe even like Dwayne Wade did last year. I think that's what Bobby Lou does for the Panthers. I think the fact that he's backstopping them, you say what you want about Ryan or anyone else who's been in there, I think that makes a big difference. You can see a different team. Now the question, Donald, like it's been the last few years, can he stay healthy?
Right.
Because you could see a difference. The last game in Finland, his first game, you know, back to the injury, and then again last night. It's a busy schedule. I am curious to see how much they play him in this. I think it's 3 games in 4 nights, but I think that's going to be sort of the factor. How durable will he be?
He's Ira Winderman, covers the Miami Heat, of course, for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Does a fantastic job doing that. And Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira, enjoy Vice night tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
Vice, baby. Thanks.
I love that. So always nice to get the live in-arena hits from Ira. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.